Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Dusty White of Coram Deo Church. And every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. And today, we're without our other hosts, our other conversationalists, Chris and Bob. They're out of town. Today, we're going to talk about talking to our kids about sex. Dusty, we've just come out of our Raising Godly Kids conference, and we didn't get to touch on this topic at the conference, and so we thought it'd be good to spend a few episodes talking to our kids about sex.
Yeah, and in the past at Raising Godly Kids, we have actually done full breakouts on talking to your kids about sex, how to do that, why you need to do that, et cetera. And so since we have other podcasts where we've recently talked about the sex education curriculum and Planned Parenthood and those kinds of things, we thought it'd be good to, coming out of Raising Godly Kids, along with what's going on in our city, to talk about why it's good to talk to your kids about sex from a biblical perspective. And even though those guys are out, Mike, we have a special guest today.
Special guest.
Real special. Special indeed. My wife, JC White.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, and the reason why we wanted to invite her, A, just because she is fantastic and the mother of our six children. It's one thing for you and I, Mike, two bearded guys behind the microphone to talk about, hey, talk to your kids about sex, and another thing to have a mother's perspective. Yeah. So, JC, thanks for joining us and coming down here.
So the first question I have then is, most of us are aware that we live in an over-sexualized culture. And I think for some parents, it's easy to just say, I need to protect my kids from this. Why is it important for us as parents to engage the topic of sex with our kids from a young age?
Yeah. First of all, I would say it's really helpful just to kind of give you some lenses to think through. It's really helpful to think through talking to your kids about sex through creation, fall, redemption, and consummation lenses. Just because, number one, we have to remember as parents that we're the ones that are shaped sexually already. Mm. We're the ones that have experienced sexual brokenness, or maybe not brokenness, but we're the ones that have already gone through sexual realities. Mm. Especially, obviously, if you have children, you've had sex already. So you have your own presuppositions and you bring all that in. You have to remember, though, when you're talking to your kids about sex, they have no grid for it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, other than what they've seen, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old only knows what they know about sex through what they've been told. Mm-hmm. And so, number one, if you're nervous about even entering into this topic, like you saw it pop up on your podcast feed and you were like, what in the world? Skip that one. Just remember that your kids are blank slates on this. Mm-hmm. And so it's our job to realize that when they were created, it was good. Mm. Right. And so that's where your kids are at. Mm. Obviously, fall and redemption play in. But
and I agree. I feel like this is a topic that I'm passionate about because I just feel like the first place that our children should hear about sex is from us. Yeah. And I feel like we just need to enter in with them with the idea that they don't have any, weird feelings about sex. They don't mm-hmm. have any experiences like we do. And they are being shaped solely by our information that we're giving them. And, mm-hmm. and so I think it's really important how we communicate and, when we communicate and, both of those together, make a big impact mm-hmm. and their future ideas of sex and just on how they view sex as a whole.
Yeah. I remember when I sat down with, our 4-year-old and 5-year-old sons and we read through, the first, story of me book, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But at the end, I was kind of bracing myself for all their questions. So I said, you know, one I asked, have you ever heard of the word sex before? And they said no. And I was like, inside, I was like, yes, when? Like, I'm the first one. But I asked them, I said, do you guys have any questions? And my oldest goes, so you're telling me that when I was a baby, I came out of mom's vagina. And I said, "Whoa. Yeah, that's what happened." And he's like, "That is awesome." Oh. And so it was a funny interaction, but it was cool to see, like you said, Dusty, their view of sex wasn't perverted or dirty, or their understanding of it wasn't perverted. And it was a really joyful thing to be able to enter into that with my sons in a way that I wasn't led into as a child.
Yeah, and a lot of us weren't led into that. A lot of you probably fall into two different categories, right? Like, you either were led into that really well, and your parents talked to you a lot about it, and the things that they filtered for you were healthy for your sexuality and your understanding of it, or they didn't talk to you really about it at all, and so you're kind of left floundering and figuring out on your own, and that usually doesn't go well. Or maybe they had one talk with you, you know, I think this is classic for Christian parents where they'll have one talk with you. They'll sit you down and they'll say, "Well, son, we're going to talk about the birds and the bees." And then from there, it's kind of like this weird thing of, well, do we continue to talk about that, or how's that go? So,
yeah, I actually felt like my parents, kind of left it up to the school system to teach me sex education. It was kind of an open topic. I don't think that they meant to have it be a closed one, but I felt like in the church, it was definitely something that wasn't talked about enough. And so I feel like, as parents, as Christian parents, it's so important to make sure that it's not a topic that's off limits for our kids, and that once we talk about it, they know that they can come to us with any questions, and that it's okay. That there's no shame in any sort of question that they might have.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I was reading even today an article online, which is specific to our city and specific to Nebraska, actually. And this gal just writes, and this is a quote. She says, "If we continue to rely solely on parents to talk to kids about facts related to sex, we will be left with another generation of children who are unprepared to make healthy and uninformed decisions." And so basically she's saying the opposite of what you're saying is like the school. And, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's the school's job to educate children because parents aren't actually doing it. We would say probably not. Actually, if you're a Christian, it's your duty to talk to your kids about sex. And there actually have been some resources that help us into this conversation. Yeah, it's been good for us. I know that for me, growing up in a non-Christian home, all kinds of things were up for grabs when it came to sexuality. And I was kind of left to kind of figure it out on my own. And the things that I didn't figure out on my own that were taught to me were vulgar and inappropriate. And so that's been a big piece of redemption. And so JC and I, we obviously have a conviction to talk about this often with our kids. So
yes, I feel by no means that I'm an expert in this. And this book series has really been kind of just a great start for us in our family, because I felt like, if I am going to talk to my kids about this, where do I start? And I think a lot of parents probably feel that, and their kids, you know, you enjoy them as infants, and all of a sudden they're at this age where they're asking questions and you're thinking, oh, I don't even know where to begin the conversation. And so for us, it was very helpful to have some literature to be able to sit down and read with our kids. And then, just for them to have natural questions that came from reading something to them. And then from there, I felt like that was the door that was opened, just to always be able to have a conversation if they had questions about things that were sexual in nature.
The series of books you're talking about is the God's Design for Sex series, and there's four books total. Is that right? Each divided up into appropriate ages on how to explain and talk about sex. This first one, ages 3 to 5, it's called The Story of Me. It's written as a story, as a conversation between a child and an adult. So it's really accessible for the parent and for the child as well, because it's a story with age appropriate pictures. How have you guys used this specific book with your kids who have been 3 to 5 and are 3 to 5 right now?
Yeah. I remember when our first two kids were at this age and we decided that we'd actually read it together, which was interesting because our firstborn is a boy and our second is a girl. And so we sat down together and read it to them. And actually, I felt like that was a very positive experience because there are times when maybe boys should just talk to their fathers and girls should just talk to their moms. But at this age, I felt like it was a positive experience for them to be able to sit down together and just read through this book. And it doesn't go into detail about a lot of the act of sex, but it does distinguish, you know, like boys are made with a penis, girls are made with a vagina. And another thing that makes them different is that they have a womb and men can't produce babies. And I think, you know, that's just a good place to start. And so I, then now with our next set, we've read this book and, you know, it's interesting because they had older siblings, their perspective, like our first two, they were completely innocent and there was no like, oh, there was no, ew, or that's disgusting. But I think because we have older kids now, the next two were like, oh, that's gross. Yuck. You know? And so I think the conversation, was a good, I mean, the book was a good starting point, but the conversation was more like, no, God has created these things. They're wonderful. He's created us each uniquely and beautifully. And, he's given us these things because that's his design. And so, it's just been interesting, but helpful to have the book in both cases.
Yeah, it's really helpful because I think it's just so hard to get into the conversation sometimes. I mean, sometimes there's opportunities where your kids will ask you questions and then that's a softball to hit out of the park with a, well, let me give you the answer, son, you know. But very rarely is it easy for us to talk about sex in a healthy way with our younger children. And so, and honestly, it's not like we've met these authors or anything. We just are very grateful for these resources. It's just really helpful to get it into story form, you know, cause kids resonate with stories and they understand what's going on. You know, you start using words like penis and vagina, and that's because those are the words that the biological facts of your makeup. Right. And so where those end up dirty words at 35, perhaps because of experiences or things you've seen, they're not for your 4-year-old. So yeah, it's just a really good place to start. The other thing I would encourage here is, it's a good starting point, but it can't be the end. And so you have to, once you get into that conversation, you got to continue to study your children. You got to continue to feel them out, understand your kids, study your kids. Some are going to be totally grossed out by sex and that'll be fine until they're 12. You know, others are going to be very intrigued and interested. And how do we do that? So babe, I'm interested from your angle. We have kids that are more intrigued and others that are like, oh, that's weird. So talk to us a little bit about what that's like as a mom to navigate those things.
Well, it was interesting because when I read this book to my, now, 5 and 7-year-old, the older two said to me, I love those books. Those books are so great. And so I felt like, wow, that was a great experience. And, and they even said, can we read some more? And so they are really interested. And then I feel like the ones that I thought were interested weren't so interested. Like my 7-year-old, he was kind of like, you know. But I think it's knowing your kids and knowing when to bring up the conversation and ask questions and where to push and where not to push. And like my now 10-year-old, she's very thoughtful. And so it takes her a while to think through things. And so, just for instance, she won't bring up things just on her own necessarily, unless she's thought about them for a while. So I have to bring up the topic with her and then she'll think about it for a week and ask me questions. And so I'll just be open to that and know that she'll be ready to give me questions like that. But like my 5-year-old is super intrigued. And so she'll just ask me random questions and throw me off. I won't even know that they're coming at me. And, you know, so I think it's just kind of knowing your kids. And then also, it's okay to talk about it with everyone, but there are times too that if they ask a question, it's good to say, you know, let's talk about that tonight, or hey, why don't we go to your room and have a conversation about that, or you know, we'll tell you more about that later. There's been instances with our younger kids where they'll ask about something, and I'll say, you know, you just need to know that when you're old enough to understand that, I promise I will tell you more about that. But for now, you just need to know that's a term that is for bigger kids or adults, you know.
One of the reasons that we have to talk to our kids about sex proactively is because we cannot assume that they will always be safe and that they will always be free from harm. Mm. Let me just give you a stat that just messes with me. One in four women and one in six men have been or will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. And that's a fresh stat that comes out of Justin and Lindsay Holcomb's book, God Made All of Me, which is a book to help protect children and their bodies. It's specifically written for you to read with your kids on sexual abuse. And so, I mean, that's the reality, right? Like, even around this table, there's stories of shame and guilt that come out of sexuality and sexual issues. And so you need to prepare your children for those instances before they even happen. And so we have to give our kids a healthy sexual grid so that when bad things do happen, if and when they do, perhaps they have a framework to realize, oh, this is actually bad because I know what's good and I know how God made me. And I know what mom and dad told me, and I know what the Bible says, and I understand creation. And so this must be part of the fall. And so how is that redemptive then? How does Jesus cover this? And so you have to go in talking to your kids proactively about sex because bad things may happen.
Yeah.
And in light of that, what are you going to do? Well, get started early and talk proactively about it.
Yeah,
and in this first book that we've been talking about, The Story of Me, it I really appreciate it because it addresses touching. Mm. And it, you know, it says, are all hugs and kisses good? And then it says, no. Mm. If you do not want to share a hug or a kiss or a touch with someone, you don't have to, because God does not want anyone to take love from you that you do not want to share. And then it talks about how God made your body private, that mom and dad and even doctors are okay to, you know, check them or touch them, but that you know, other people aren't. And then it also says someday when you marry, you won't have to be private with your wife. And so I think it just at this age, it says from 3 to 5, that's a good start of even talking about sexual abuse. And I appreciate that even in that elementary phase, you know, that is an issue that we need to address, and so it's helpful.
What about the next stage? In the next book, ages 5 to 8, titled Before I Was Born, it gets a little bit more detailed in the physical act of sex. And that can always be, it's awkward for the parents because, you know,
what are we like, reading?
What am I talking about with my 5 to 8 year old?
What?
I'm talking about a penis going inside a vagina.
What?
And things like that. And so,
is that on my podcast?
What have been your experiences with this book? Our children are just getting into this age, and so I don't have that great of experience going through this book quite yet. So,
well, I can tell you, when we read this book, it was fun, but it was kind of comical because there was a lot of laughing. And I remember Tegan kind of putting her hands over her ears and saying, do we have to read this? Oh, do we have to listen? And, but now, I mean, like I said, her experience was positive because, she is interested and wants to read more. So, it can be funnier for the parents than it can be for the kids. But just remembering that, like we said before, their experience is completely pure and they have no outside sources to make it dirty for them. And so these are not things that are dirty. They are created by God, designed by God, and it's a beautiful thing. Even when it talks about like how the penis, you know, creates semen, and and how that combined with the woman's egg creates a baby. You know, those are beautiful things that have been distorted by our society. And so, I think it's important to put terms to it, and it's important that they move on in their understanding, because if we don't tell them those things, then they're left to assume, and then they're left to, you know, gain their understanding from outside sources, mm-hmm. friends or whatever. And that can be dangerous, because that's where sex becomes distorted and it's not understood in God's design.
Yeah. I think that's where we're going to stop this week's conversation. Next week, we'll pick it up where you left it off, JC, about as our kids get older and as they become more aware with the external pressures and society's perversion of sex, how do we talk to our kids about those things as they get older and into their middle school, teenage years? So join us next week for that. The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or church leader in another context, we thank you for listening in, and we pray that the things that we've talked about today might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. If you have questions or want to suggest conversation topics, shoot us a tweet at Corumdale Omaha, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday on the Wednesday Conversations.